Hello, we're back. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9. This is the Visual Studio Launch Day. It's a celebration, and I have some special guests with us to talk all about Xamarin-type stuff. So please get your questions ready using hashtag VS2017. I want to answer as many as you can. If we could just surefire, quick fire these gentlemen your questions, that would be awesome. Why don't you introduce yourself, my friend?
I'm Miguel de Casa, and I work on bringing .NET to Android, iOS, and other platforms.
And this has been a long-term project for you, right?
It has. It has. It started in 2001, so I've been working on this for 16 years in different shapes.
Wow, it's like.
But it's fascinating. Every week there's a new challenge.
It's so. Like your teenager now, right? How are they behaving?
I don't know, but I'm trying to introduce the word "bay" in my vocabulary. So I've gone from being. From struggling to use it to just rolling.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And so you're my bae now.
I'm Keith Ballinger. I was actually the VP of product at Xamarin. And now I'm the director of PM for Microsoft's mobile developer cloud services.
Fantastic. So let's, I love like you're like the shiny new stuff and you're like the mobile, it's called the Mobile Center, right? Mm-hmm. The Visual Studio Mobile Center.
Yep.
So let's start with the actual stuff. I mean, I love the shiny stuff because I want to get to notebooks and stuff because that to me is shiny and I love that stuff. Tell us about Visual Studio Mobile Center mm-hmm. and why it's going to change the way people write mobile apps.
That's a good question. So we think that DevOps with mobile is especially difficult. And the ability to just check in code and have you go through testing and distribution and get it on people's phones and tablets and then learn from them very quickly, the shorter that cycle, the more exciting I think developers can really be, because then they can focus on building great apps versus spending all their time on tooling. And so what we're trying to build with Mobile Center is this set of services that are incredibly easy to use that basically let you just narrow in on building your app and narrow in on understanding your customers and just having that really fast release cycle.
So that sounds really magical to me. The first time I started thinking about building mobile applications, it was completely opaque to me. And thank you for Xamarin because that actually helped a lot. What is the process for getting something on Mobile Center from building to actually getting something out? Does it handle everything?
So what Mobile Center handles right now is iOS and Android, and you can build an app in Xamarin that has very good first-class support, as you can imagine. You can also build an app with React Native. You can build an app with Swift, Objective-C, Java. We want to really be all things to all people and handle any kind of app. And once you have it in your repository, you can easily say, hook up that repository to our CI service, answer a couple questions, upload, say, your provisioning profile, for instance, for iOS. But within essentially 5 minutes or so, you're going to have a build, and you're going to be able to then test that and distribute it to your beta testers. And then to add our SDK, there's a NuGet, there's CocoaPods, and so forth, that one line of code will get you analytics, and one line of code will get you crash reporting. And so it's all just optimized for that very, that ease of use and that fast experience.
I literally want to go and do a Channel 9, pure Channel 9 video on just that, because that seems... Yeah. 5 minutes is an amazing thing, and I'd love to do some demos. Let's talk about some of the new stuff with Xamarin. Tell us about that.
Right, but before we get there, I just want to say something that, as Kid was saying this, what I think is interesting is that all the pieces are already there.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
You can do the build, you can do this. I mean, you can build it yourself. It's kind of like building your own car. You can get your carburetor, your seats, your wheels, and yes, some people might want to build their car, but most of us just want to get the car, and that's what Mobile Center is. You just get the car, it's all there. It all works, it's all ready to run. You point at the key, You turn it on, and we take you from the beginning of the process to the end. And for a mobile developer, like you were saying, how do we get on board with developing applications quickly? That is the end all, right? We want to remove months of learning that you have to do and turn it into a 5-minute process, right? Click, log in, upload, done. Okay, my app is on my phone. Right, that's the experience that we want.
Yeah, I want to see it because I feel this feels amazing. So I promise as a follow-up, I'm going to come to these gentlemen and be like, all right, let's sit down and do a demo because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
For Miguel, what's new with Visual Studio for Mac?
Well, the first thing is we've added .NET Core support. We've upgraded our project system so that now it tracks the latest version of .NET Core. We've improved all of the tooling, and we are already in the middle of replacing some of the DNA of what used to be Xamarin Studio with the Visual Studio DNA. So we've been transplanting pieces and bringing the code over from Visual Studio. So we're very happy where it is today, and we're even happier of what we're planning on doing for the next few months. So if you haven't tried it, this is our best release of Visual Studio for Mac ever. Lots of bug fixes, lots of polish, and many improvements. So you know, people are very happy up until this point, and we're surprised by just how many more people are trying Visual Studio for Mac, and they're doing dual mobile and backend development at the same time. So you know, if you're a Mac developer, you'll be right at home. You get the same kind of experience that you're used to from Visual Studio, and you get to build both your front ends and your back ends. We're surprised by the reception.
Yeah, and I saw the demo at Connect that was just, to me, was like, wow. I mean, you had the literal back end, the API, yeah. And then you had the literal front end, which was a Xamarin application, which was really cool.
And I think that Microsoft, I like to say Microsoft because we just joined a year ago, but from the outside, Microsoft has always had this amazing IDE, right? And it's something that we've always aspired to. How can we be as good as Visual Studio in other worlds? I mean, Visual Studio really is the best IDE, and it's one of the things that that Microsoft's reputation has always been very solid beyond the Windows ecosystem. So we're trying to do, you know, we're getting a great IDE, making it better, and we're bringing those great ideas to the Mac. So
here's some more questions. Does Mobile Center Preview support UWP?
So UWP support is coming very soon. If people, you know, I would hop on Mobile Center now, and you'll be pleasantly surprised by what the next couple months look like.
Okay, so let's talk about Mobile Center. Is it, because you did mention it like it was a car, but is there a way to customize what Mobile Center does? Let's just say I want to get in there and have my own special carburetor. Is there a way to do that?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we've tried to do with Mobile Center from day one is to make sure that we follow that Unix philosophy of individual tools that you can use for one purpose and that you can compose with other ones. If you look at our UI, it looks like one kind of well-composed and integrated system, and it is. But if you wanted to use, say, our crash reporting system with somebody else's CI service or our testing service with somebody else's crash reporting, all of those things are possible. We have an open public REST API that you can use. We have a command line tools as well. And you can use those to very easily kind of integrate and pick and choose the services that you want to use. We do think when you're using all of them together, it's a more powerful experience
sure.
for you. But yeah, certainly.
That's awesome. So as a developer, I can tweak the Mobile Center API to do pretty much whatever I want. So I can build my own car with Mobile Center.
And I have to say, the people that are building Mobile Center are, they come from a strong Unix culture, like Keith said, that this idea of individual tools. So there's a very strong Unix culture, and it even comes from David Siegel that used to work mm-hmm. in the Ubuntu project. So he's leading an amazing design team, and they're doing beautiful work on the UI, which is really what makes the thing a product, right? It's not just hundreds of little pieces, it's a full product, and you can change the car seat color if you want.
Nice. So there's a lot of options right now when doing mobile development. Mm-hmm. Why would someone choose Xamarin? What are some of the strong points of Xamarin that would make you think, oh, I should totally use this?
Well, I think that we cover the spectrum of people. On the one end, we cater to developers that need to have absolute access to every single piece that the platform has and support every abstraction of iOS. View controllers, protocols, animation frameworks, every single Bluetooth and core foundation and foundation API. And the same thing goes for Android, right? Every underlying activity, service, activation, the life cycle. So you get to use C Sharp and Visual Studio, which is a fabulous tool, right? You get to use the best of breed tools to create applications for these two platforms. So you really are at no disadvantage than using anything else. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we have developers that don't necessarily need to bother about all the nitty-gritty details of the platform. And they want a higher level abstraction. And they say, hey, listen, this is a login dialogue, or this is just data entry. I don't really need to set up a custom transition controller for animating the way that the thing floats in. Just give me something baked in. Right, and for those guys, we have Xamarin Forms.
Of course.
And you can create beautiful, gorgeous apps using Xamarin Forms. And we have a lot of you know, five-star apps in the store built with Xamarin Forms. But we have essentially a spectrum, and you get to choose where you want to be. You can either go full low level with every, you know, NS dictionary and NS key that from iOS, all the way to a high level and high productivity environment with Forms. So we think that it's a great tool that we get to to help developers across the spectrum, right? We don't think that there's just one class of developer. We help developers across the board.
So does Xamarin support more things beyond iOS and Android? Are there other?
Yes, we don't really talk about them too much because these are the big ticket items, but we support our community because we want people to stay with Visual Studio, want people to stay with .NET and C#. So we support Macintosh, PlayStation, Xbox is coming, other consoles and unannounced devices, tvOS, watchOS. I got apps running on my watch, like James showed today. Android Wear, even some defunct platforms like the Google Glass that I used to wear.
Why aren't you wearing it today, man? You didn't bring it with you, didn't fit.
People made fun of me on the
plane. Oh, on the plane, okay. I mean, but does that, when we're talking about all these other supported platforms, yes, does that include Xamarin Forms?
Yes. In fact, Tizen is interesting. The folks at Samsung that do, I mentioned it earlier today, the folks at Samsung have standardized on Xamarin Forms as their native UI. So for them, the native UI is Forms on all their Tizen devices.
And I was so surprised by this because this came out of VS Connect. I told the guy afterwards, I'm like, I got to come and see how this works. Yeah. Because imagine now, because I told him, now I need to buy a really expensive TV because I got to do some development testing on Xamarin Forms.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? An expensive.
But to me, what is exciting is we are the only high-level, high-performance framework that covers every single thing on the planet. So wherever you go, we got your back.
Awesome. Here's another question, because before Visual Studio Mobile Center, there was this thing called Hockey App, and then there was this Xamarin Test Cloud. Is this a replacement of that, or did it subsume that? Tell us about that, Keith.
Yeah, so Visual Studio Mobile Center is being built by the same people who built Hockey App and built Test Cloud and some other products such as CodePush and Xamarin Insights. It's literally the next generation product, and it's built on top of those underlying that underlying technology. So if you're familiar with Hockey App and the quality of crash reporting, which is superb, there's nothing comes close to it in terms of how much it can tell you about a crash, or Test Cloud, which is by far the easiest way to test on real devices. You're going to see those same features in Mobile Center, and ultimately will give you a very easy path forward from using, say, Hockey App today to using Mobile Center.
So would you say that Mobile Center sort of unifies a lot of the functionality of both?
So unifies, I think, is one way to look at it. The way we like to think about it is that we are going to bring those customers forward in as easy a manner as possible. But more so than that, we've looked at the scenarios that are important to them, and we want to support those and make them even easier across the board. So for instance, Test Cloud today, if somebody used Xamarin Test Cloud, say, a year ago, and they wanted to hook that up into their CI/CD pipeline, they were using, say, some kind of third-party build service, or they were setting up their own Jenkins machine, or they were using VSTS, and then they were using various tasks or, say, custom post-build tasks to submit the test. And now it's just one little switch in the box for a Mobile Center. So we try to streamline those kind of really common and popular scenarios.
Awesome. So more questions. Is Xamarin Forms on the Mac OS support on the roadmap, macOS support for Xamarin Forms?
Yes, we're in fact right now working on the NuGet packages for you. So we'll bring Xamarin Forms to the Mac, the desktop. We're also going to bring it to the Windows desktop. We already support UWP, so it's one API for a wide range of platforms.
Like engineering-wise, when I heard this the first time, I was like, how are you? And you like SimShip, like, oh, look, the new iOS version came out. And you're like, oh, we did too. How is that possible?
We work, as soon as Apple does the first preview or Android does the first preview, we use a lot of tooling to help us, and we get the previews. Usually take us about a week or two for the first preview. But from that point on, we track Apple and Google in lockstep during the entire beta process of these operating systems until launch date, when we validate everything that we've done and we essentially ship. But it's a lot of years of investing in tooling. And I think, I mean, from our perspective, we know that it's a competitive market out there,
sure,
both for Mobile Center and for a platform. And our vision is we want to deliver a silver platter experience to our users, right? We want this to be the best possible thing across the board because we know that people have choices and we want the choice to be Visual Studio. So we're doing everything in our power to be the best at everything we do.
I've got to come out to Boston and see this magic. You must have like some cauldron where you're like doing some, I don't know what you're doing, but there's some witch doctory happening. It's amazing.
I don't know. It's San Francisco also has the magic, right?
There's Keith a room in San with mirrors, right. Flashing lights. You go in, you don't really remember what happened.
That's going to be a really good video. I'm really excited. Awesome. For Miguel, will Xamarin Forms Preview work on Visual Studio for the Mac and or Xamarin Studio?
Yes, the Xamarin, they're probably talking about the Forms Preview that we just announced today. Yes, it does. And the idea is that you'll be able to get your Forms UI as you type it live. Montemagno showed it today, mm-hmm. rendering on Android, or you can switch to iOS. It's very cute because you can see what your UI would look in one or the other, either iOS or Android, or tablet form factors versus phone form factors.
And to me, again, that's amazing because I've looked at building something for Android on its own. I've looked at building something for iOS on its own. They are not the same at all.
Right.
I mean, they're not different even models, the languages are different. It's like, I don't know how you did it, but good job. So the question is from Adam, which should we be using to develop new mobile apps? Visual Studio for Mac or Xamarin Studio? I think that's a good question.
Right now, Visual Studio is on preview. So we will welcome you trying it out and sending us bug reports. But the one that we're officially supporting right now is Xamarin Studio, up until the point that we say, you know what, this is ready, and we do the switch.
Would you say that Visual Studio for Mac is once
they share the same code base? It's the same code base, except Visual Studio for Mac is integrating all this Visual Studio code and is a separate branch.
I see.
And as soon as we stabilize and we complete that work, essentially this becomes the new brand and the new product.
I see.
So for now, Xamarin Studio for production use, Visual Studio for your weekend hacking. That's what I do. On my weekends and nights, it's Visual Studio for Mac. During the workday, Xamarin Studio.
That's right. And again, I installed it on. I have a Mac at home that my brother gave me that was old. His memory was faulty. He didn't know, and I just replaced it. And so now I'm using Visual Studio for Mac on a really old Mac, and it seems to work just fine.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive. All right. So some more questions here coming in for Keith. What's next for Mobile Center? I saw a lot of services on the slides today. Today are more coming. How can we give feedback?
All right, so more are coming. Some of the services that you will see in the future would be things like push notifications. We realize that's a very important scenario for people.
Sure.
A lot of what we are doing, though, I would say for the next 2 or 3 months will be around improvements in the existing services, you know, increasing our reach across source code providers, various platforms, you know, depth of functionality in the services. But between now and the end of the year, I think what you're going to see is this kind of constant parade of new features. And we try to be very interactive with our community. So mm-hmm. you can message us and ask us questions or tell us bugs right inside of the product. So if there are specific things that you're looking for, you can give those to us. You can tell us about them. They'll go into the backlog. We'll reach out, ask more questions. But we really enjoy that kind of like constant interaction with our customers.
Fantastic. I love the interactive because, I love the silver platter analogy, but we got to put the stuff that people want on that plate, right? And I love that. I love that interaction.
It comes with the silver platter, right? You're going to get the best breakfast of your life, and that's really what Keith and I are trying to do, right? That's what we aim for.
Yeah, we're trying to give you Teslas, and we're trying to drive the Tesla for you.
Oh, nice. Very
exactly.
Nice. It comes with its own butler.
Yeah.
So for Miguel, do I have to pay anything for Xamarin? Does everything work in Community Edition?
Yes. Well, everything works in Community Edition. There are some features that only exist on Visual Studio Enterprise. That is the profiler for for performance tuning is an enterprise, for example. But other than that, the rest is on the Community Edition.
So literally, every one of these people watching right now can download this and start making mobile applications for free.
Yes, exactly.
That's
and not only for free, they're going to make their best mobile application.
With a silver platter. Also, what about a Community Edition for VS for Mac? Is there a Community Edition that's going to come out for VS for Mac?
It's going to be the same. We're going to follow the same model of licensing. So essentially, Visual Studio Community for free, you do whatever you want, and then we're going to have the upper layers like Enterprise, and you get somebody to massage your foot.
nice, of course.
Sort of thing.
Will you be showing up, or is that my new role?
It's Nat and myself are taking turns.
Nice,
so,
fantastic.
So even weeks and odd weeks.
Nice.
That's the plan.
So here's a question for you, and I've always wondered this. Can you tell me, obviously, if you can, what are some cool applications you've seen built using Xamarin Forms that have shared almost all code? There's got to be some that you've seen that you're like, holy cow, this is, because I've written stuff and people have used it. I'm like, wow, I never thought of that. What are some things that have surprised you that you've seen built on Xamarin?
Well, there's a, there's the very practical ones like the Fox Sports one, but the ones that was surprising to me, I don't know if I can say brands on the air, but I just did. Anyways.
You said brands. Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah.
I just said one. Anyways, there is a.
I'll just be.
Yes, they're, usually they're. The one that surprised me, it was this clothing. I don't know. There's a clothing company that sells their apparel or their products online. And they told me it's built with Xamarin. Oh, this is fantastic, great native interactions. And it was forms. I was like, oh, really? They built it all with this? They didn't, right? but they did it. So it, that's the one that impressed me. Now, because I wasn't expecting somebody in that industry, right? Because it's very flashy. It has a lot of, displays of fashion. I would say that I've always associated fashion with something that you would do with something like Flash, right?
Right.
That sort of technology. And I was just impressed that they did it with this. But other than that, there's a lot of other scenarios and other users that use forums.
Fantastic. Anything that you've seen that you've been floored?
Well, that's a good question. I think one of the things that surprised me the most with Xamarin was the number of people that were building games. And so we already know that there's a lot of people that use C# with Unity to build games, but I've also seen a lot of people use Monogame, for instance, which I learned from Miguel about. And so it's always really fascinating to me to see people who said, you know what, I really want to build something that requires high performance, requires incredibly interesting visual interactions, may or may not be with the native UI, but they were able to do that quite easily with things like Monogame and Xamarin.
And there's one that is very interesting that Apple recently featured on the App Store a week or two ago called Storio. And it's a very nice app because it does deep integration with your platform, very, very deep integration with your platform, and uses our cross-platform 3D library, Urho. So it's an app that essentially goes through your databases, your social networks, and your photos and creates automatic albums with your life.
Wow.
So it says you went on a vacation, this is where you went. It can mix pictures from you and your wife. So it creates a whole storyline of your vacation with the kids and those very cute 3D animations on this thing. So that was a great story. I really love Storio.
Awesome. For Keith, any pricing details for Mobile Center to share?
So we're not announcing pricing yet. We are committed to making sure that it's Mobile Center will always be very affordable for any kind of developer, and at the same time scalable for enterprises who really have special requirements. But if you're somebody's building a mobile app on the weekend and you don't have a lot of money, I don't want you to worry. We want you to be using Mobile Center regardless. So we are what you see today in the preview, if you go look at our docs and talk about pricing, that's the kind of thing that you can expect that will always not come with a price. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there'll be additional consumption and interesting advanced features that we'll monetize.
Absolutely. So we have about 5 minutes left, and I wanted to get programmery because I'm a .NET guy. I've been using .NET since before it even was shipped. How much of .NET is Xamarin?
How much of
.NET? Or how much is Xamarin.net? Like, am I going to be using the same APIs?
So the core, I would say that if you look at .NET, there's a core that is universal. Things like threads, file, memory management, all the stuff that you associate with .NET. And then over the years, there's been multiple programming models. You started with Windows Forms, then you added ASP.NET. Now there's ASP.NET Core. If you're a backend kind of guy, you're probably doing web API or you're doing headless development. So all of these are programming models, or right. UWP for Windows, right? All of these are programming models. And what we've done is we've added a Android programming model, an iOS programming model, and the other ones that Mac, PlayStation, et cetera. So all of these are programming models that you can opt into using. But at the core is .NET, at the core is C#, at the core is F#, at the core is the same unique testing frameworks. You can use benchmark.NET across the board. At the core is availability, and you can consume every NuGet that is out there. At the core is this new agreement that we have in the whole .NET ecosystem, Unity, Microsoft, Xamarin, of sharing code called .NET Standard.
Of course, right? I was going to ask you about that.
So at the core, it's all .NET, right? It's all .NET. Now, we have different implementation of things. Unity has their own code generation engine. Mono has its own code generation engine using LVM. .NET Core has its own code generation engine using RioJIT. So there are things that are different. There are differences in the requirements of the garbage collectors, in the working set. In mobile, you want to be super tiny, right? But you can reuse everything else from the top, right? And in fact, we have a very large effort that we started a couple of years ago, where we're trying to get the code bases of all the libraries in Mono and .NET to be essentially the same. So this is a work in progress that is going very well, and essentially we're multiplying the power of the .NET engineering teams at Microsoft, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of having twice the same code, now one line of code written here in Redmond is used by the product chief from Boston, and the same thing the other way around. So
That's amazing. So what does the future hold for Xamarin? We have about maybe 20 seconds. I'll give you 10 of them.
Well, I would say for Mobile Center, the future is getting to general availability this year and really kind of just continuing to find ways to kind of surprise our users.
And I didn't ask you about notebooks, so give us a plug for notebooks.
Oh, notebooks.
Amazing.
It is my favorite new toy. We want people to experiment with .NET, learn .NET, learn iOS, learn Android, or any other platforms out there in an interactive fashion. So workbooks are interactive C# taken to the next level, but also with a built-in documentation feature. So once you're done experimenting, you can turn this into documentation.
Now, did I say notebooks? Is it workbooks or notebooks?
Workbooks.
Okay, workbooks.
And you can go to our website. We have about 180 workbooks today. So whenever you're learning about Android and iOS, if there's a download workbook button, you can download it and learn and experiment on your own, including C# 7 as of today.
Fantastic.
We have a tutorial on C# 7.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for spending some time
with
us. Again, we are at the Visual Studio 2017 launch. If you have questions, please submit them via hashtag VS2017. Coming up next, Lori Lamkin and Donovan Brown, all about DevOps. We'll see you after the break.